Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, hey, buddy.
What's up, kid? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'll be doing better after we get your morning dump done.
Morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Clickety-clack.
Clickety-clack. Pump That Septic. Right? That works. Hey, Mark Zuckerberg doesn't want your crazy aunt on Facebook anymore. He says he's retooling the social media company to attract more 18 to 29-year-olds. I don't think he can do it. Now, 71...
Too far deep.
He is. It's too far. Well, because here, right now, 71% of Facebook users are 56 and older, and it's become a hotspot for conspiracy theories and misinformation, while platforms like TikTok and Snapchat have been the place for Gen Z.
Here's one thing I've studied about the older generation on Facebook. Dude, they don't pull punches.
No.
They just say stuff. I don't think they really understand it. Like, hey, you know, when you press enter, everybody can see that.
Yeah.
Everybody, all your friends that's on there. Oh, really? If it's public, everybody can. No. The older generation just
no holds barred.
They don't think about it.
No,
they just type it and boom. There it is.
Let it ride. Grandma's sharing, you know, her somewhat racist thoughts on what's going on with the election. It's bad. It's bad.
You know?
I'm just kind of tired of all of it. It's become such a nuisance. You know what I mean? Like something that should just be fun and nice. And I know Hunter and I dog on certain things, but the fact of the matter is it's become so full of garbage.
It's just negative. Yeah. Negative. Everybody's trying to be the star, the Facebook star, the Instagram star. Dude, there was a girl who posed in front of her dad's casket the other day and got like 2,000 likes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instagram models, they were still calling her an Instagram. Come on.
Feeling pretty sad at Grandpa's funeral. Could use some
she
likes.
She was
all
posed out, like looking up into the, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. People using their children for like likes on Facebook and stuff. What are you doing? I mean, there's this one thing I saw, like, you know, a kid holding a sign like, oh, my mom says if this gets a million likes, I get to go to Disneyland. How about you stop being a terrible parent and take your kid to Disneyland instead of trying to get likes on social media, jerk? It's just become a cesspool. So I think we should just shut it down for like a year and see where we're at as a society afterwards. I bet you we're going to be better off. I bet you. Mm-hmm. I bet you.
If you're setting up the camera every day, you know.
Well, this is going to be gold. Gold, Jerry.
If you're setting it up on the counter every day and you step back and you do something for the camera and post it, you need to stop doing that so much.
Do you have a job to do or something?
We used to do that, Brock. Yeah, when we were in like fourth grade. Remember that?
It's good times. It's good. We didn't even have a camera.
We were practicing for the talent show. That's what we were doing.
We just did it in front of the mirror because we were bored and had nothing else to do. That's what it was. Anyway. The cesspool that is social media getting a little retooling.
Look like a fool.
Lastly, how about this? If you want to get even jowlier, all right, if that neck isn't thick enough, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are releasing Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with crushed up potato chips inside, sweet and savory. Mmm. Oh, and diabetes and high cholesterol. Fantastic.
This is ridiculous, dude. Potato chips and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, huh?
I mean, I guess at least they're putting it in already. It's not like you buy, like it comes in a two-pack. Like, oh, yeah, so here's what you do is you throw one of these Reese's Cups in your mouth, chew that up, and then just shovel in some potato chips. You're going to love it. It's great.
You know what it reminds me of? That scene in Grandma's Boy where he puts that stuff in the oven and it's got like a banana on it, like the most random things. Like, what stoner from Reese's, or who makes Reese's? I guess I don't even know. Is it just Reese's?
I think it's Reese's, or maybe a by Hershey.
Thought of
company.
It. Yeah. You know, oh, we're going to put, I got potato chips here.
Yeah.
I got some Reese's cups over here. Let's put them together.
Yeah.
No. Somebody should have put their foot down. No.
What if we
don't go together?
What if we put the chips in the peanut butter cup? Whoa. I mean, to be fair, as far as munchies are concerned, this really is going to take those stoner munchies up to a new level, you know?
Well, maybe they're just running out of ideas.
I think we're just trying too hard. Like, it's just, we're trying to keep up with all the fatties and what they want. Like, this isn't good enough. I need something. Yeah. I can't take the time to eat my candy and my chips at a different time. Just put them together.
Just like Oreos. Like, what do you have anything left, Oreos?
No. And then just grab
They've
stuff.
Made every combo that you could imagine.
They're going to come back with Oreo flavored Oreos.
Oh my God. These are delicious.
Yeah, throwback Oreo. They're Oreo flavored Oreos. This is unbelievable. You guys, you did it. So, all right, Hunter, what do we got? We got social media is just garbage, and we're eating more garbage. There, that works. That works. Yeah. All right, that is your morning dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.